Now we are going to study some verses taught by Buddha. There are 11 verses. Then, dear friends, those verses from shorter discourses of Buddha. So, there is a very special part in Buddha's teaching called Dhammapada. It has single verses, I think more than 420. So there are 26 categories among them. Today I'm going to teach about third category. It's about the mind or chittavarga. Chittavarga is the Pali word. Okay. Then those verses have some stop. So then we don't have time to talk about this story, but time to time I will say briefly. Then, dear friends, according to these verses, we can understand nature of mind and behavior of mind, and when we develop this mind, when one develops the mind, what he can experience, what are the benefits that person will experience like that. So, then what are the benefits of controlled mind like that. First verses, so it has little story. There was a monk called Meghya, who is reputed to Buddha. Okay, one day when he was going around the village, he suddenly saw a beautiful river bank. Then he walked on this river bank. Then suddenly he saw a beautiful mango park. Then he wanted to seclusion, like he wanted to meditate in that forest. Then he went meet the Buddha. Then he met the Buddha. Then he asked Bhante, I want to be seclusion. Okay. So therefore, I want your permission like that. Then Bhante said, Meghya, please stay here. Don't go now. You can go later, like that. Then, in the second time, Meghya Bhante, he requested. In the same way, Buddha answered, and at the third time, Buddha said, oh Meghya, if you want to meditate, now it's time to, like that. Thereafter, Meghya Bhante, he entered to the mango grove or mango park. Then he tried to concentrate his mind, but he couldn't do anything. He didn't concentrate. He didn't feel any happy feelings. He felt some bad thoughts, like cruel thoughts and thoughts of cruelty, thoughts of sensual pleasures like that, then thoughts of ill will like that. He suffered from those thoughts. Then he returned. He back again. Thereafter he told, oh Bhante, I couldn't practice meditation. I can't do this meditation like that. Thereafter, Buddha teaches. Buddha taught these two verses. First one, Pandanam Chapalam Chittam Durakkhan Dunivarayam. Paper, it has two languages, Pali and English. So, Pandana means fickle, like changeable. Pandana, Chapala means like it is agitated, like anytime our mind cheats us. Okay? Then Durakkandu Nivaran means difficult to protect and difficult to guard, like that. Okay? Then Buddha teaches Pandanam Chapalam Chittam Durakkandu Nivaran. The mind is fickle and agitated. It is very difficult to protect and very challenging to guard from evil. Okay? Then, Ujyum Karoti Medavi Usukaro Tejana. It means the wise person is trained, his mind as an arrow maker is trained and arrow shaped. Okay? So, dear friends, we know every human beings, they like to develop their good deeds, they like to do good things, they like to practice good things, they like to develop good action. But they can't do it. Why? It is difficult to guard, it is difficult to protect the mind. So Buddha teaches one time, mind is the forerunner, or mind comes first to all action. Manu pubbanguma dharma. Okay? Then, Buddha teaches the wise person. Who is the person? Wise person. Wise person is trained his mind. An arrow maker is trained and arrow shape, you know. Have you seen arrows? It has a long stick. So when it croods or when it bends, that arrow it not achieve or it not approach the goal or aim. Okay? It will go to wrong side. In the same way, that great arrow maker, he is trained that stick. In the same way, wise person, he should strengthen his mind. Okay? Then it has a meaning how we can understand, according to this verse, this nature of mind is changeable. We know when you practice in this meditation, your mind, it wander. Okay? So, it is changeable, agitated, fickle like that. Then, it's difficult to guard or protect from evil. It is the nature of mind. But, there is a solution. What is the solution? Buddha teaches, wise person strengthens his mind. Therefore, if you want to make strength mind, we have to develop wisdom. Okay? Without wisdom, one wise person, he will not strengthen his mind. He can't do it because he hasn't wisdom or he's a wiseless person. Then, what should we do? We should develop our wisdom. We have to develop our wisdom. Wisdom means we should have an ability to recognize our faults and our strength. If we know about those things, we can give up our weakness. Okay, then we can develop our ability or our skill like that. Then in the next, it's related with that story. Buddha teaches, one jo thale kitto oka mokato. Buddha teaches, like a fish that is pulled out of the water and thrown on the dry ground, thrashed about and curious. The mind thrashed about from thought to thought. That is way one should try to escape from the realm of Maya. So dear friends, this mind, like a fish, okay, this mind according to this simile. So we know this, then according to this verse, we are, Buddha teaches this mind thrashed. It is like beat, okay, like our heart anytime. So when we watching, how can I say, when we watching some movie or something like some drama or anything, so when we watching that television, we feel some hateful feeling, okay? Then suddenly we feel some lovable feeling. Sometimes some people, they cry, then they laugh, they smile, okay? Within little period, within that, how, within maybe 1 hour or half an hour, he feel number of feelings. Sometimes they jump, okay? Then in the same way, so it means, so those feeling or those action begins with our mind. When our mind change, our action will change. So therefore, our mind, it is thrashed about from thought to thought. Therefore, the teachers, that is why one should try to escape from the realm of Maya. Therefore, he should escape. He should try to escape from the realm of Maya, like realm of defilements, like that. Because of defilements, we have to experience suffering. You know that Meji Bhante, he couldn't restrain his mind. He couldn't control his mind. Then, next verse, you can read these verses in your free time and you can think again and again. Than me, okay? Then, Buddha teaches, the third verse, Dunni gahasya lahuno yatta kama nipatino. The mind is so difficult to subdue. It is unreliable. It seizes whatever it desires. It seizes, like it grabs or it clutches whatever it desires. Indeed, it is to tame such a mind, a tame mind, brings happiness. Dear friends, according to this verse, the mind is so difficult to subdue. It is unreliable. It is the nature of mind. Okay? It's the nature of mind. And it clutches or it seizes whatever it desires. So, Buddha teaches, but according to this verse, we can understand, we can tame our mind. Okay? We can tame our mind. Buddha teaches, indeed, it is to tame such a mind. So, what is the benefit of mind? What is the benefit of tame the mind? Benefit is a tame mind brings happiness. Okay? So, he will feel happiness. Then, next one. About, next verse. Dear friends, when Buddha was alive, there was a lay disciple. Having heard the Dhamma, he wanted to become a monk. Thereafter, he became a monk. But when he practicing the Dhamma, Buddha teaches about some precepts. Okay, now you observe 8 precepts like that. Novice monks, they have to observe 10 precepts. So then, when he following those precepts and when he following the meditation, when he practicing the Dhamma, when he dwelling in practicing the Dhamma, he felt this monk's life. Okay, this monk's life like a barrier or hindrance, like some obstacle. Okay. I think he felt like these precepts like handcuff. Okay, why? When he observes those precepts, he can't do whatever he likes. He has to give up some action. So therefore, he discussed about monk life or monkhood. Then he thought, I should give up this monk life. Then I should be a lay person again. Then he approached the Buddha. Then he said, Bhante, it is difficult to practice. It is difficult to live as a monk. At the moment, Buddha advised preaching this verse. What is the verse? Sudut the sun, Sonipuna. It is so difficult to detect or understand the true nature of the mind. It is difficult to understand nature of the mind. But we think we know about our mind. Okay? But what is the real meaning? It is difficult to understand the true nature of the mind. The mind is extremely subtle and sees whatever desire. Thereafter, Buddha teaches, Chittan Raketa Medavi Chittan Bhuttan Sukhavan. A guarded mind brings happiness. So, dear friends, according to last verse, Buddha teaches, Chittan Dantan Sukhavan. Chittan Dantan Sukhavan, it means a tame mind brings happiness. According to this verse, a guarded mind brings happiness. Okay? According to this verse, Buddha preached Chittan Bhuttan Sukhavan. So, dear friends, according to this verse, we can understand nature of this mind. So, what is the nature? Difficult to understand the nature of mind. Okay? And the nature of mind is subtle, sees or grasps whatever life desire. In time, our mind catches or it clutches some desires. What is the benefit? We can experience happiness when we guard the mind. It means we can guard this mind. Okay? God's mind. Then next verse, number 5. It has a beautiful story, but it's a very long one, okay? But, yeah, Buddha teaches, Durangaman Ekcharan. The mind dwells. Durangaman ekacharam asariram guhasyam. Asariram guhasyam means the mind dwells in the cave of the body. It is without the body and wanders far and alone. Ye chittam sanyamesanti, those who restrain this mind, mukanti mara bandhana, will be freed from mara's bond. Dear friends, Buddha teaches the mind dwells in the cave of the body. It means this mind and body, those are independent things. Okay? We can say those are different to each other. But it has a relationship. Okay? According to these verses, our mind, it keeps association with the body. Okay? It keeps association with the body. So therefore, after this life, our mind, it will associate another body. Okay? Because it won't a cave. Then, Buddha teaches, those who restrain this mind will be freed from Mara's bond. So, dear friends, there is another meaning. What is the meaning? We can restrain this mind. Okay? We can restrain this mind. That's the message said by Buddha. And what is the benefit? We will free from all the bonds. We can destroy all the bonds. And we can restore all the suffering. Okay? So, if you want to destroy or if you want to eradicate those bonds or fetters or suffering, we have to do something. We have to restrain our mind. Yeah, number six. It also has a story. Every verse has some stories. So according to this one, there was a monk called Chittahatta. Okay? Chittahatta, it's the name of monk. Then, when he was living as a layperson, actually he was a farm, okay, in his lay life. One day he thought, this lay life, it is so difficult. Difficult to live as a lay person. So this monkshood or this monk's life, it is very useful to develop good deeds, good action, good things. Therefore, I should be a monk. Thereafter, he gave up his fields, his house, shelters, and his wife. Okay? Then he became a monk. Then, when he was living as a monk, again he remembered his lay life. He thought, this monk's life, it is difficult to practice these precepts. It is difficult to develop my mind. Then again he remembers his wife. He reminds his lovable wife. Then he thought, oh my wife, she cooks whatever I like. I can eat everything. Then he gave up again that monk's life. In the same way, seven times he became a monk and he gave up that monk's life. Okay? Then, in the last time, he became a monk. He determined, I never give up this monk's life. I give up my concentration. I give up my mind. I restrain my mind. I tame my mind. Okay? Then, finally, he practiced the Dhamma. Finally, he became enlightened monk. Having heard this story, Buddha teaches his words. Anavattita cittasya saddhammam avijanato. If one's mind is not firm in the Dhamma practice, if he does not know the Dhamma, and if his faith wavers, dear friends, his wisdom never matters, like his wisdom never fulfilled. According to this verse, faith, like, dear friends, like confidence about teaching, about wholesome, that is the faith, according to Buddha's teaching. Okay? He should have confidence, result of wholesome, result of good deeds, result of good action. Okay? If one has that view, he has to practice the Dhamma. He has to develop the good deeds. Then, when we follow in, or when you follow in this Buddha's teaching, you will find there are two types or two kinds of faith. So among them, one of them is rootless faith. Rootless means he doesn't have good knowledge. He doesn't have good knowledge about wholesome deeds, wholesome action. But he feels something like faith, like he will think, oh, monks are calm, like that. He will think, oh, Buddha is beautiful. Then he will think something like some simple things. Okay? He hasn't any idea about teaching. He hasn't any experience about mind. Okay? So therefore, we can say to it, rootless faith. But other one, it has a roots. How he has some idea about meditation. He experienced some result of wholesome, result of teaching. Actually, when he practicing, when one practicing this Dhamma, he will feel that real faith. Okay? Without practicing the Dhamma, one never feel the faith, according to Buddha's teaching, you know. Then, dear friends, Buddha teachers, if one's mind is not firm in the Dhamma practice, if he does not know the true Dhamma, and if his faith wavers, like hesitators, like that, okay? His wisdom never fulfilled. Why? What is the reason? Reason means he hasn't that roots. He has a rootless faith. Okay? When one has that rootless faith, what happened? He can't fulfill the wisdom. Okay, there we can understand according to that story. Then I wanted to say, dear friend, according to this verse, what is the message? If we want to fulfill the wisdom, we should know, or we have to learn the true Dhamma. We have to practice true Dhamma. Thereafter, our mind will establish, it will form in the Dhamma practice. Then thereafter we will feel some real confidence. So that's the faith. Then again we can understand there is another meaning. There is another message. What is the message? We can fulfill the wisdom. Okay? We can do. Oh, human beings and heavenly beings, they can fulfill their wisdom. But animals, hell beings, ghosts, and some titans, those beings, they can't fulfill the wisdom. Okay? So, therefore, we are very fortunate. Then, next one, so this was also related with last story. So Buddha preached this verse to that Chittahatta Bhante. anavasuta cittas ananvahat chetasu punya papa pahinas natti jagratu bayang. It's very famous, this verse, because the mind of the energetic meditator is not soaked by lust, nor afflicted by hate, and because he has gone beyond both merit and demerit, there is no fear in him at all. Okay, dear friends, anavasuta cittasya anavasuta cittasya. Dear friends, you can understand something about enlightened monks. This is about enlightened monks. He hasn't, actually he has gone beyond both merit and demerit. Okay? Actually, it means he hasn't any karma. Do you know the karma? Result of action. He hasn't any result of action to experience in next birth. Okay? He experienced all the result of action in this very life. Okay? So Buddha teaches, karma, it is like a field. Okay? Consciousness, it is like a seed. Then, tanha or craving, it is like a water. Okay? Karma, it is like a field. So, consciousness, do you know the consciousness? You? No? Consciousness, dear friends, we know, we talk, when you're doing our daily activities, we talk about unconsciousness. It is like a field, okay? But according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha teach about vijnana, it is the real world. So according to translation, some monks, elder monks, they have used consciousness. So consciousness, it made by cognizing. It is the word, cognizing. Okay? So therefore, we have some ability to cognize something. Cognize, like recognize? Is it same? Cognize and recognize? Like that. So, consciousness means that nature. It is like our mind. Okay? Anytime that consciousness associates the body, it keeps association with the body, like mind. Okay? That consciousness, it leads to recognize something. So that word made by cognize, like that. Then I wanted to say, then enlightened monks, they have that consciousness. That's it. But they haven't that feeling. And they haven't craving. Therefore, they haven't water. Then what happened to that seed? It will not grow up. Okay? Ending with this life, that seeds will vanish. It will vanish. It will destroy. It will not sprout again. Okay? It will not sprout. So therefore, Buddha teaches, then punya papa pahinasa, enlightened monk has gone. They have gone beyond both merit and demerit. They don't care like merit or demerit. They haven't those karma. Merit means result of good action. Like that. Then, nati jagratu bhaya. So, therefore, they practice meditation anytime without any fear. Okay, they practice meditation all the time. There is no fear in him at all, the teachers. Then next one, dear friends, Kumbu Pamankaya Mimam Viditva Nagarupupan Chitta Udanta Pitva, number 8. Buddha teaches, realizing that this body is as fragile as a clay pot. Fragile like breakable? Like that, okay? So Buddha teaches, realizing that this body is as breakable as a clay pot. So what is the nature of clay pot? It will break. It will destroy one day. Then the teachers guarding the mind like a well-guarded city. One should battle Mara with the sword of wisdom. Then one should protect that has been won and never find a resting place in this journey of rebirth. Buddha teachers, meditators or monks, you should think about your body. It is like a breakable one. Okay? Then, but you should guard your mind like the well-guarded, like a well-guarded city. Okay? There are, again, you can understand this body and mind, those things, independent things. Okay? We can think about our body and we can think about our mind. So we can follow about our body and we can follow about our mind like separated things, like independent things. So nature of body, its nature is breakable. Then, dear friends, but even we think about our body as a breakable one, but we should guard our mind, well-guarded city. Well-guarded city means like, you know, is it has real guard or real protection. So when one enter to the city, that soldiers or keeper, he know that person. Oh, that person entered the city. Like that. Okay? In the same way, we should understand about our thoughts. About our mental object. Why? Our thoughts and mental object. There are two kinds of mental object or thoughts. Good and bad. Good thoughts like friends, bad thoughts like enemy. Okay? So then that enemy, when he entered the city, what happened? That enemy will destroy that city. Therefore, we should guard our mind like a well-guarded city. Okay, we should understand, we have recognized our enemy. So, dear friends, thereafter Buddha teaches, one should battle Mara with the sword of wisdom. Then when one knows about his enemy, he can battle, he can attack. Okay, then he can use, he have to use some weapon. So what is the weapon according to this verse? Wisdom. Yeah, great. Wisdom is the weapon. It is the weapon. Using that weapon, he can attack weak enemy. So who are enemies? Like our evil thoughts, some hatred, jealousy, cruelty, is stingy like that. Okay? We can attack. Okay. Then without a weapon, we can't attack. Okay? So, then Buddha teaches, then one should protect what has been won and never find a resting place in this journey of freedom. Buddha teaches, you don't have to make another house to next birth. It means you can liberate from all the birth. You can liberate from next birth. The next verse, Achiram matayam kayo patani nadisesati chuddu apet vinyana nidattam kalinga. Dear friends, Buddha teaches, this body will not last long. At that time there was a Sikh monk called Pudgatatisa. Actually, I have seen his room. It's in Jethwa. Nowadays, that Indian government, they found that room. This is Pudgatta Bhante's room. Buddha teaches this. He was very sick at the moment Buddha teaches. This body will not last long. Once the consciousness is released from the body, it will be cast aside and lie on the ground like a useless log. Okay? Useless log? We know about log and some stick. We can use those things to make some fire. But we can't use our body, our dead body, for make fire, like logs, okay, like a stick. Therefore, this body, dead body, is like a useless log. Then, next one, number 10, there was a layperson called Nanda. He was a farmer. One day, when he was going somewhere, some hunter, we don't know about it, however, that person, he killed this Nanda. So, thereafter, Buddha said this verse, whatever harm an enemy does to an enemy, or a hater to a hater, or wrongly directed mind does greater harm to oneself. Diso disan yantan kaida veriva pan verna micha panitan chittan. This is a special word. Pabyunan tatokar. Micha panitan chittan means wrongly directed mind. Wrongly directed mind means he has a wrong view, wrong understanding. He has a wrong belief like that. Then when he possesses that wrong directed mind, what happens? He will do some bad things. He will do some bad karma. As a result of bad karma, he has to suffer a lot. Then, next one, final one, natam mata pita kaira anyeva pitanyataka samma panihita chitta seyasu tatokare. This is special, so those verses are very useful to us. Buddha teaches, neither mother, father, nor any other relative can help establish one's mind on the Dhamma. Okay? So if you want to develop our mind, if you want to develop our good deeds, if you want to develop our intellect, we have to make energy, we have to do some effort ourselves. Okay? Then my mother, my relatives, they can't develop my good deeds. They can advise something, but I should do effort. I should do my effort. I should use my energy. Therefore, the teachers, one becomes a great person due to one's well-directed mind. Samma panitan chitta, it means well-directed mind. So therefore, a special one is well-directed mind. It's like a right view. Okay, when one has right view, he will do good things, good deeds, good actions. Therefore, if you want to make a good person, we should change his view. We have to change his view, we should change his view, we should convert his view as a well-directed mind. Okay? So therefore, you can read those verses in your free time. Now it's time to your tea break. I wish you, may all of you have an opportunity to make well-directed mind and tame the mind and release the all suffering. Sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.